Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
Todd Glass pimping his Netflix special. Also, he'll be phoning the program, I should say. Nick Allen and Craig Peters will be in the studio. Petey Mack will be here. Craig Evans in the house. How you doing today, brother?
Great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
I'm not. I'm tired. I don't know why.
Really?
I just sleeping sucks lately for me.
Sleeping never sucks for me. I mean, when I'm actually asleep.
Yeah. Not when I'm asleep.
But sleeping is always good. Lack of sleep. Struggling to sleep.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's what sucks. That's annoying.
Yeah, very annoying.
So you've been struggling to sleep?
I have. I'm in that pattern where it's
too much drinking or
no? I'm not drinking at all. Well, I have in the weekend.
Yeah, there's your problem right there. Weekend drinking.
I might drink tonight though, just so I can just pass out.
Yeah.
Right. No, I've just been restless, a little more restless than normal. I shouldn't say normal. It's just what we do for a living. We get no frickin' sleep.
The special lunar event is going on right now.
Yeah, I looked outside when I was driving here.
Yeah,
they said on the radio it looked like a moon.
Didn't seem that special.
No.
Your rectum.
Well,
yeah.
It actually looked bigger yesterday morning.
I couldn't tell.
The because it was closer
the
to eclipse is started after you got here.
Got it. That's why I didn't see it.
And we're not seeing it. We are also not in the path of totality.
Yeah.
We are in the path of somality, though.
Somality.
What would you call it?
I like that because I hate the word path of totality anymore. Before the break, we talked about this. I said, if I hear that word one more time, I'm going to punch somebody.
Totality.
But I like path of somality. That makes it more fun. Because that's what we're in. We're in the path of somality.
We are.
Oh, we're way out of the path of totality.
Shut up.
Right.
Yeah. We're in the path of
shut up.
Visibility.
What's a computer?
And I don't know.
I want to say it to piss off Todd.
Why
what's
you
a computer?
Have such a problem with path of totality?
Because Puss knows. We heard it, not from you guys. It wasn't you guys. It was just we heard it so much during that period of time. It became the word. Path of truth. And you're in the news.
It did get burned out.
It got burned out during, like dilly dilly.
During the solar eclipse.
What?
Yeah, and what's
dilly dilly's getting burned out? Well, this is news to me.
Well,
really?
I'm not playing it anymore because it does piss people off.
More importantly,
what's a computer?
More importantly, it pisses Craig off.
What's
so
a computer?
Keep playing it.
Wow.
It's in the computer here, by the way. Come on.
What's that?
What's a computer? No, say, what's a computer? And you punch the girl in the yard.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind you guys saying that.
What's a computer? No, I hate it too, Todd. Right. I'm on your wagon there. Just, and we were right. We were right. Because the social media went all over that. Everybody hates that commercial.
We were way ahead of the curve. Way ahead of the curve on that.
We are the harbinger of what's cool.
How is it that I'm always on the opposite side of you people?
I don't know.
I dilly dilly bothers
me. No, there are some people in social media that really hate dilly dilly, not just you.
And okay.
But everybody hates the chick that says, what's a computer?
And I don't hate that woman.
Oh I hate punching.
So I tend to be on the opposite side of these things.
I couldn't hate a 14-year-old girl more.
I think you could.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
She's 15, and she's nice.
No, I'm just talking about any random. There's some annoying 14-year-old girls out there.
Yeah, but I don't know them.
No, that's about as...
And I don't want to... I hate you! There's this guy yelling at me, Dad.
That is about as annoying as you get right there.
Oh, that chick, yeah.
What's a computer?
Shut up.
So, last night, did you
watch
James Harden make history?
No, what do you
mean? Oh, no. What happened there? See, the answer was still no.
Yeah. Well, by the way, we're right about that, too. There's a meme out there, carpool karaoke has never been funny.
Different James.
Oh, who's this one?
He said Harden.
Harden.
Oh, from the Rockets.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Arizona State.
Fat British guy with a big long beard, right?
No.
Who plays basketball for the Rockets for some reason.
For some reason.
Oh, what did he do last night?
Well, he had a triple-double, yes, including 60 points.
Holy crap.
Which is not done.
Nope. Now, if you score that many points, you usually don't have the other two.
Right, right.
Yeah. Usually you don't have the assist or rebounds.
You have 12.
Right.
Right. He had 60, 11, and 10.
Oh, just enough. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
so that
cool.
was a big deal.
That is cool. I missed that.
So what's the record part of that? The 60?
The 60.
Yeah. For a triple-double.
60-point triple-double.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you missed that. That's what you missed last night.
I would have probably turned that on if I knew what
was happening. That's unfortunate. Yeah. Was it televised?
No,
I have no idea.
A lot of NBA games are on TV.
Everything. Every NBA game is on somewhere.
No, not really. No, it isn't. No. We have the NBA pass. It's not. But you, there's two or three
regional networks. Yeah. Somewhere had it.
Somebody had to have had it. Yeah. Let's see what else went on last night. Anything?
Nothing I can think of.
We did the rap already.
That's about it.
He revved the teleprompter. We all moved on, and today's a new day.
Everybody loved it.
I went to dinner. And
Trump gets least positive reaction in at least 20 years, the poll I'm looking at. But I don't want to
get... Three-quarters of Americans...
Well, which poll, though?
...thought he did a good job. A quarter disapproved, according to the CBS News poll. That's found that 80% felt Trump was trying to unite the nation. A third said they felt safer after listening. But the response was pretty much along party lines.
Yeah.
About 90% of Republicans said the speech made them proud. Half of the Democrats felt angry. And half of us give Trump credit for the current economy.
Yeah, there's arguments on both sides of that one the whole time, too.
Oh, argument.
I don't think I've ever felt more... Or less safe after any State of the Union address.
Well, I feel less safe since last 16, but...
I'm with Todd on this one.
Yeah. No, it does. We talked about this earlier. No matter who's the president, the day after is always, let's go on, move on.
Yeah.
And we're moving back. Everybody's moving on today. He's going to fire Mueller. Constitutional crisis might happen. And, you know, we'll deal with that. Well, we won't because we're not in politics.
Gronk says he's going to play in the Super Bowl.
Well, I counted the 10 the other day, and they said that's his. He has a low bar, like the president's speech last night. Low bar for concussion is Gronk. They have to bring in a whole different guy for Gronk because everybody joked about that. How can you tell if Gronk is not concussed? You can't.
And especially 2 weeks later.
Yeah. And the Patriots cheated against the Eagles in the last Super Bowl. They played against each other.
Well, that's just what one guy says.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yep. Stealing their signs. But that's what they do.
But at the same time, is it also true? See, now I don't...
No, it's not true.
I didn't play the football out on the field. Is it true that if you aren't trying to steal someone's signs,
that's
then
baseball.
You ain't trying?
That's baseball.
That's baseball.
That's
baseball. But so? Shouldn't that go for any sport then?
That's my question.
It's not just us Patriot haters. Normal people say the Patriots have cheated for years. That's
but my
they
question
say.
Remains.
No, you don't try to steal signs. You just, it's, I mean, they were cheating.
Why don't you try and steal signs?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah.
And you're doing baseball?
Right.
Everybody says that's fine?
Yeah. Why don't other teams send out, like, false signals to fool the Patriots? Are they that good?
Well,
false signals might confuse your own guys.
Because
you gotta go
know.
With one
right.
thing.
That's
for your
why
guys.
These guys now have these huge placards, especially in college, with all different faces on it that mean nothing to anybody. I mean, those.
Hate the Patriots all you want, and I'm right with you there. But
I didn't tell this story.
You can't deny
it. Came out yesterday. The Eagles they cheated against the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
That
and Spygate happened. The ball flattened happened. They're great. I didn't deny they're not great. That's another thing I heard yesterday. Of course we say they're good. Even the guys around the horn of PTI said, of course we know they're good. And we also know they've fudged the rules. But they are a great team.
But is that part of what makes them great?
cheating?
Is they're able to
maybe
manipulate the rules and somehow not pay any consequences for it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, I don't know.
Once again, I don't care who wins.
It's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, though. I like the college game where they got
they
got four guys on the sidelines all standing over there swinging their arms.
And one's fake.
Sending signs.
One's
fake.
And
three of them are fake.
Placards with signs.
Yeah.
You're right.
I love it. I love when you get that shot back towards the sideline.
It's all the other. It's the three backup quarterbacks. A lot of them, and they wear a different hat to make them stand out more. A different baseball cap.
Quarterbacks coach and somebody. You know, they're all.
And who's
signs.
The guy responsible for going through the magazine to get all the clippings for the collage?
All the collage. I know.
Who makes those placards?
They do them there, I guess.
You know, it's some grad assistant.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps even lower level.
No, I don't know if it's lower level than that. It's got to be somebody know what they're doing. Grad assistant who's trying to be a coach.
A grad assistant
who's trying to be a coach.
You're not making any money.
Right.
You tell somebody this is what we need a picture of. They don't need to know anything other than that.
Well, I'm sure it's probably one of those deals where we only need – I need you to put this one picture. The other three in the other – you can figure out.
And
they can be complete nonsense.
That's true. That's exactly true.
Good news for...
That's what Herm's going to do. Herm warning. There's a Herm warning in Arizona State.
No, there's absolutely no buzz.
You don't live there. If you lived there, it'd be the Herm warning.
Whatsoever about Herm Edwards. No, but I visit there a lot. I have a son that lives there. Nobody's talking about it because nobody really cares.
Yeah.
Great news for Kansas.
What happened? Oh, Brown back left?
Is he out of there?
Okay. Good news for Kansas.
Okay. Damn it. That would be
today's
great.
The last day
for
bringing Sexy Brown back in Kansas.
Ain't no governors. Know where it's at. I don't have it in here.
Oh,
I'll try to.
I love
it.
That one.
I know. I'll find it. I didn't know you were going to bring him up at all.
I actually forgot about it.
We get a lot. Don't let the door hit you on the way out from our buddies at T95. I mean, literally. I know that people are from all kinds of political backgrounds listening to this program, but not one person ever says they like this douchebag. And he almost ruined Kansas. You know?
But today's his last day, so it's a cause for celebration.
Bring Sexy Brown back.
Yeah.
Them other governors don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Yeah. And he gets a job that has a very vague description, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
King of Jesus in the Trump administration.
But apparently,
spreading the word of Jesus.
Ambassador at large.
Yeah.
This ambassador at large for religious freedom.
If you're one religion.
Has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It wasn't created by Trump.
Okay. Who's had it?
It might have started with Clinton.
When's he going to fill the other position? I don't want to get into that. So Brownback's done, last day?
Today is his last day as governor of Kansas.
Do people like the lieutenant governor who will be stepping in?
Well, there's an election coming up. There's an election coming up.
I can't answer that one. I don't know. Today is
I don't know the lieutenant governor in this state.
No.
I don't care.
I don't know the lieutenant governor of any state.
No.
I'm proud to be
here. We used to have a hot one here, right? But didn't like her politics when she was hot.
That was a long time
ago. Yeah, it was. That's right.
But you can say that now and be proud.
What?
I'm an ignorant bastard. You can be proud and
say, lieutenant governors are not the big deal. It's the governor. I know the governor of this state.
But.
And he knows us.
You shouldn't know the governor. If you want to be a proud, ignorant bastard.
Well, I'm not a proud, ignorant bastard.
I don't know the governor.
That's the guys I unfollow on Facebook.
Of any state. I don't even know the governor of my state.
But I know I like him.
Right. Because I'm an idiot.
And proud of it.
And it's cool to be an idiot.
Yes, it is, apparently.
Good. President Camacho would like that.
Who's lieutenant governor, Craig?
In Kansas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you read that in some book?
Apparently not.
No.
No, you could look it up, though.
I don't care.
And I don't know. And I don't know that they are looking forward to that guy anymore.
Speaking of looking stuff up, I'm watching a Modern Family episode last night because they show them around dinner time here. And anything to get away from the news. And just Modern Family's funny, even the reruns. And she's on there. I'm thinking of her rolling around. It was the episode where she's rolling around in the yard naked with another girl and her having sex with another dude.
I like that episode.
Yeah, that was a Modern Family episode.
Sarah Hyland.
Oh, no, that was a show. That was the videos we watched yesterday.
Oh, it was.
I mean, the actual still shots. It wasn't that episode, but that was in my head, apparently, that episode.
Yes.
As I was watching, you know, Modern Family in the kitchen with the family.
Right. Kids, you better turn that off because she's going to start playing with herself anytime now.
Oh, wrong video.
And then
sorry.
So am I.
All right. The federal government is stopping food and water shipments to Puerto Rico today.
Yeah, they're done. And there's still a million people without anything there. Because
they're fine.
FEMA's stopping. That's kind of under the radar. I saw it yesterday on Twitter. Because nobody cares because they're brown people and they don't vote.
Well, they say that there's nothing that they can do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. There's plenty they could do.
What I've heard is...
Oh, no, not according to FEMA.
Right.
No.
It's entirely Puerto Rico's fault.
Right. Oh, it is.
Yeah,
they
say that...
They're mismanaging everything. I don't know, whatever other, I don't know the excuses.
No,
I know
they're brown and they can't vote.
That it's Puerto Rico's fault.
They say that they've done all they can do and
they can't vote.
And everything
they're out of money.
That FEMA does for them at this point, for the people that remain in struggling, it can be done by the local aid agencies and they don't need FEMA there.
Yeah.
All right.
Is what they say.
That's all.
Other people are saying
that's
no.
That's horse hockey.
Puerto Rico is.
I never
get
to say horse hockey enough. I like that. It's Craig's line. That's horse hockey. It is actually.
Well, FEMA is also saying, Puerto Rico is saying, "Hey, we knew this day was coming, but a little warning. Give us more than a day or two here.
Yeah, you're brown. You can't vote. See you later."
20% of Puerto Ricans still have no running water more than 4 months after Hurricane Maria.
How are your friends doing there, Push? You get friends that moved there. Are they live in an area where they have electricity?
Yeah, they've had electricity for quite a while, right. I believe.
They have a roof? There's still people down there with no roofs.
Yeah.
They live with a open-air building. But once again, when I watch that, I go, it looks nice. Looks warm there, without a roof.
It gets no coverage.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, it does. You have to go find it. That's why when I saw it on Twitter yesterday from that libtard Alyssa Milano, she was all pissed off because she apparently cares. Hate that when people care about other people.
What's that get you?
I don't. Nothing, apparently.
What does that get you?
Then I started thinking of Alyssa Milano and Kiss of the Vampire. And
what's that get you?
Same thing that watching Modern Family does. A boner.
Alyssa Milano.
I know you're hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or gonna be.
Yeah, gonna be hot. Apparently, Eggert was on Doc Oz. Doc Oz gets, he likes to hear young people, not Doc Oz. Yeah, Doc Oz. He likes to hear grown women talk about their sexual experiences as teenagers. This is the second one he's interviewed. Why does he have people on like that? Nicole Eggert, who was Scott Baio, she said Scott Baio banged her when she was underage. She was
inappropriate with her underage.
Yeah, sex. Let her in the sex.
Oh,
said.
Really?
Yeah, that's apparently the headline I read. I don't watch Doc Oz, but Doc Oz, does he like to hear, is she just a creep? Please, get her on. You know, you're a doctor.
I'm sure.
You're about usually do poop stories. Bring her on. Have her tell me about sex with Scott Baio.
Doc Oz does whatever Oprah says, doesn't he?
I don't know.
And she's
I don't know. This is the second one he's had on. Somebody else. Oh, I know.
Dr. Oz?
Doc Oz. Yeah, it's Doc Oz.
Or Dr. Phil.
No, Doc Oz.
Really?
Doc Oz had Nicole Eggert on. And also, Doc has had one of the strippers that banged Trump on, too. So he just likes to hear women tell him about his sexual experiences. Doc Oz is into it, man.
I haven't seen the Dr. Oz show in quite a while.
Neither have I. So. I just saw that Nicole Eggert was on describing how that Scott Baio.
See, that's the kind of stuff that.
Let him into sex.
Dr. Phil would do before.
I know, totally.
Oh, that's on today.
Oh, it's on today. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, see, TMZ says that Nicole will be featured on Wednesday's Dr. Oz after producers shelved the program, claiming that they had issues with her timeline.
Okay, but they put it back on, right? So they must have...
She was on Megyn Kelly's show yesterday.
Oh.
Dr. Oz's producers called her lawyer and her manager saying that they had a change of heart and they would go ahead and air the program after all.
And now the timeline...
Lawyers.
The timeline is fine since the competition already beat them.
I guess.
Now, who is they pulling?
They went in yesterday and shot some additional footage for today.
All right.
So,
well, it's the timelines are tough to remember. When you were having sex at 16, right? I would think they would be. How old is Nicole Eggert in her 40s?
I can't answer that.
Because you're not allowed to?
Yes.
You have a court order that says
I
you can't answer how old Nicole Eggert was?
Yes.
She's 46.
46, all right.
And 5'3".
Yeah. It's good to know. Good to know for future reference.
But that never used to be... Doc Oz's arena.
No, it hasn't. But he's doing it now. Like I said, he had one of the strippers that hung out with this porn stars hung out with Stormy Daniels and said she was there the night Trump was chasing her around.
There's only so many
on a pole and wanting to party with him.
There's only so many episodes you can do about great smoothie recipes.
Or just have the
no, there's not.
They have the butt slide.
You can do that endlessly. But I've seen other shows do that.
They have, but maybe for ratings purposes.
Right. Every other doctor show in the world. I'll tell you. You know,
yeah, but they don't. Maybe needs more ratings.
Right? How much milk you can drink, or how bad cigarettes are for you?
They'll dive into this. He's diving into this now more.
Yeah, but he didn't used to. I guess he didn't. But I haven't seen this.
Now he stopped even talking to us. No, it wasn't our fault. But I think his people just stopped calling.
Well, after you got
he had big vagina slides. That's right. Remember, he put a vagina slide on there. Right.
Well, yeah. He hasn't done a lot of publicity
since he got
called in front of Congress.
Yeah.
Since he got accused of being a snake oil salesman.
Right.
Oh. And very sad news.
Now he likes just saying, where did Chachi touch you? Show me on this doll. You know that was Scott Baio. Oh, yeah, I mean, Scott Baio is...
The last Blockbuster video store in Texas is closing.
That is a great movie.
Yeah. You thought Three Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri was a good movie.
Yeah.
The last Blockbuster video store in Texas.
You know, you could have actually switched those two titles and one be a real movie. We wouldn't know.
Yeah, you'd have no idea.
You had no idea because the other one sounds like a stupid ass title made up.
Right.
And so it'd be both. They both could be movies. And if you just landed on Earth today, you'd think, the Blockbuster one sounds like a real movie.
It could easily be nonsensical Craig BS or a Dark Horse Oscar contender.
Exactly, right.
Either one.
You don't know. It's like when you watch movies about movies, like fictional movies. They'll do award shows in movies, and they'll say, they'll announce the winners, and they just make up titles. And I'm thinking, that could be real.
Could be.
Yeah. Well, it's like band names with us. Same thing.
Yes. So this particular couple has managed this store and actually met there in 1999.
Oh, isn't that cute? And nobody's been in there since
16-year-old daughter also spent time working at the store.
What to do with all the tapes?
Oh, so they all had their own shelf.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
And their own recommendations.
Yeah.
He says it was the most fun job in the world, and
no.
There's
really?
No, it's not.
No, it wasn't.
I've never worked at Blockbuster.
Well, he owned the store,
I see people
you make your own
at Blockbuster, and nobody.
I'm
really
sure it was great hiring and firing teenagers for 15 years.
Oh, God.
That must have been fun.
I mean, I'm sure there are worse jobs, but it hardly seems like I never noticed anybody having an excessive amount of fun while working at Blockbuster.
I did see one thing. Trump said we need to bring back Blockbusters. Need those jobs.
The over-under is 15 and a half. How many Blockbusters are left?
Under.
Yeah, under.
14.
It's 15, I bet. So I'll just say 15 under.
No, it's 8.
Oh, okay.
8.
Yeah.
In the United States or anywhere?
In the United States. Okay. Let's see. I've got this in the United States. And, 8 in the United States.
What's the closest one to us?
I don't know. It may have been Corpus Christi, but not anymore. I don't know.
Get video stores. There's a family video in this town.
Is there really?
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Still exist?
There's two or three. Yeah, and it's like, what are they? They're the ones that edit out the porn.
Yeah, you can get like a VHS and a pizza at most of them.
Right. Yeah, it's a VHS.
They kind of share the wall with a pizza joint most times.
It is old school. I don't go in there because it's called family video. I think our pictures are in there, so don't let these guys in.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.